This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The web TV music station Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is an author. Her name is Jen Nicole, and she has a brand new book called Help Me Help Myself, A 30-Day Healing Journey. Jen, thanks so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. How's everything going?
Everything is just wonderful.
That is awesome. It is exciting too, as well. We're here finally in 2023, and you just released this brand new book called Help Me Help Myself. Tell me all about this book.
Okay, this book is very simple and straightforward. It's a self-help book, and it's meant to be read one day at a time for 30 days. I did it this way because I'm a counselor, by the way. And in counseling, I wouldn't generally just give everybody all this information at once. So I kind of broke it down where they can kind of work on themselves day by day, little by little. And at the end of the 30-day healing journey, I guess I hope that, you know, they'd have a lot of insight about themselves and that the journey actually kind of continues. It doesn't end there. So in 30 days, I don't expect a miracle. But these are like very simple things that anybody can do, and they can apply to their life no matter who they are, or kind of really, it doesn't even matter what age they are.
What exactly are we helping? Are we helping for, you know, people with drug abuse, or is this also for everything, you know, no matter what kind of addiction they have?
This is more not addiction, but I believe that people who have suffered from or who are suffering from alcoholism or substance abuse can be helped from this book, because it's like broken down for like, we have so each day is kind of like a chapter. So like the first chapter is like, get over it. So it's kind of like, no matter what your problem is, everybody has problems. But to kind of like, you have to do something about it in order to conquer your problem. You can't just say, well, I was dealt this hand and that's it, and just give up. So it's kind of like I'm encouraging and motivating. And then I have like a chapter on depression, a chapter on anxiety, a chapter on self-acceptance, a chapter on kind of like motivation or self-sabotage, getting out your own way, which is a lot of people's problem. But I tried to like use things that I actually talk to people about in counseling to kind of just give them some help and insight. And I wanted to do it where it's affordable. I guess the reason for me writing a book is because I'm like the person who wants to save everybody, but I can't. You know, I try to save one person at a time. And in counseling, what I noticed during COVID, they had a lot of stipulations where it didn't matter where you were licensed, that you can go help other people. So I was helping people in New York, people in California.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I found that, wow, like, this, what I do, helps anybody. You know, it wasn't just in Florida or in Michigan where I am licensed at. Like, these things can help anybody. And then I would, even when I didn't have the clients anymore, I would send them, like, encouraging messages every month. And they were like, can you please keep sending these? Because these are really helping me, even though I don't have therapy.
So that is awesome to know.
So I kind of just took it and put it all together and just kind of, like, what are some things that you can just work on? Even if you have a therapist, keep going. I'm not saying stop. Don't stop on my account. But these are things that are kind of meant for you to just do yourself. And I try to make the book very affordable. So it's like, it's no excuse that anybody can just pick up this book and just learn things that you would pay for in a regular counseling session.
Well, that is amazing that you've written this book to help those, you know, not only with their own depression or people who are through addictions, you know, I mean, just to also give them kind of a confidence boost too. And you know what I like about this book too, is that it's easy to read, because I, for one, am not the best reader. I'll read a book a little bit and then I'll kind of put it down and I'll just forget about it for maybe a month or two, you know, and then maybe never get back to it. Because the chapters are always so long in books, you know, but in this one, it's every page is every day, you know, and I think that's definitely an encouraging aspect about it.
Yeah, because I talk to a lot of men, no offense, but a lot of men that I know, they're like, I'm not reading a long book. They like,
yeah, I don't know what it is. Men just don't like to read. I mean, not to stereotype men, but like, I mean, I feel like we just don't like to pick up a book any at all. I think we think it's too, you know, it's boring. I think that's what how we feel, you know?
Yeah. So I was like, how do I get both man and woman to both pick it up? And it's relevant to both. So I was like, make it shorter. And I think making it shorter is easy to stay with for 30 days too. You know, when it's just one chapter. I mean, these chapters, I guess it depended on what the subject is, because some are a little longer than others. But I think that nothing is longer than 3 pages. So mostly the pages are a page and a half to 2 pages. So it's just very simple. And some may just be like 1 page, depending on what it is. But I think it's just so easy to read. And it's not written like, although I'm a therapist, I don't think I'm just really smart. I just think I'm disciplined and, you know, determined. I think that's how I finished school, honestly. But I didn't use all the big terms. I just made it so simple for really anybody to be able to just read it and actually understand and be able to connect. Because I needed to make sense in order for you to get something from it.
That is awesome. And you know what? Don't call yourself stupid, because you created an awesome book that's going to help a lot of people out too. You know, again, it's called Help Me Help Myself, A 30-Day Healing Journey. We're talking with Jen Nicole. And I think it's just such an awesome concept for a book too. I mean, I want to ask you too, how did you get into counseling in the first place? Were you always interested in helping those who needed help?
Yeah. So interesting enough, I used to be a Detroit police officer. And
I'm sure you've seen some crazy shit.
Yeah. A lot. I've seen probably too much. It's stuff I can't erase. Like, oh my goodness, I can't undo that. But I had a lot of fun times. But what I learned being a police officer is going door to door. I was helping people with their problems, like literally going. I mean, you got to arrest people and do all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it was just more of community relations, helping people get along, talking people through their problems, or really kind of solving their problem right then for them. So I found myself going to each house doing this, but I wasn't a therapist. And so one of my bosses actually said, Jen, you need to go to school. You need to go back to school and just be a therapist. I was like, no, it's a long time. Mm-hmm. Like, and I have and work was a lot, but I found a way. I just took classes little by little. And then I actually got my master's and I was able to become a counselor. And I ended up retiring, and then I just counsel full time now. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. That is really incredible. First off, thank you so much for your service. You know, being part of the police force, I'm sure that was very difficult, you know, to do. But not only is that a difficult too, that it must have been also difficult to deal with what you saw at the same time. But how did you realize that this book was the best way to get to people?
With therapy, I just feel like I just have natural empathy. Like, I think that's my greatest strength, my empathy. So if I could find a way to help people, but I didn't really want to keep chasing people or people shooting at me. So I was like, what can I do that's kind of safe? I thought I would be like a nurse, but I was kind of like, I'm good at just, I guess, listening. I'm good at speaking to people and just really kind of encouraging people. And then people are like you, I'm just inviting them warm. I'm very shy though. In real life.
You don't seem shy at all. My God.
I'm very shy. Everybody's like you are not shy. I'm like, you don't understand how my heart is pounding so bad right now. But I'm really shy in my heart. But I noticed that like in the therapeutic field, like this warmness, it just comes out. When it's one-on-one, it's just so easy and freeing. So I was like, this actually, I'm not shy when I'm counseling. I wasn't shy when I was a cop either. But outside of it, when I'm just me, mm-hmm. I'm shy. But when I'm helping, it's just kind of like, it's just easy.
So have you, you know, as somebody who was shy, I guess, you know, has this book helped you in a sense where it's trying to, you know, heal you from, you know, from being, you know, kind of afraid of the world?
Yeah, I think actually coming out writing this book, I'm like, I can do this. Kind of like I encourage my clients, like, you can do this. And I'm like, if this is the way it's going to take to reach people, you know, I have to talk. I have to promote it. I have to market it. And really, it's because I want to help people. This is my way to kind of give back to the world or to save, because I feel like we all have a part. And so I guess by doing that, I forcing myself to kind of open up a little bit more and be kind of a little bit vulnerable when talking about this. But mental health is so important. It's kind of like we lose too many lives. It's like it's something I can't afford to be quiet about.
I agree. And too many people are too quiet about mental health when it comes to just, you know, trying to share their feelings or just in general, you know, not realizing they needed help in the first place. And so you're doing a really great service for those who are kind of the silent ones who just don't know how to help and how to get help.
Right.
You know, and I think that's really awesome that you're doing that too. Were you always a go-getter when it came to like, you know, when it came to trying to figure out ways to help others?
Yeah. Ironically, although I'm shy, it's kind of like, yeah, if it's helping, it's kind of like, okay, somehow I get a drive. Somehow, maybe to me, it's kind of like, it's where I get a lot of happiness from, you know, pouring into others. So I think for me, it's just kind of like, it just does something. It's just kind of like, I guess I'm sharing my light with the world. So if it's no matter what capacity that is, before a police officer, I was in the military. So I mean, like, if I can just help and just be able to do that, like, I would do this. I could volunteer if it's helping, but I gotta live, so I have to make money. But I mean, but I feel like these little things is kind of like, it's not so hard when I'm helping and being able to do something that, like, I'm passionate about.
You know, when you sat down though to write this book, I mean, was it something completely new to you to do? Because, you know, obviously being out in the forest and helping those, you know, doesn't really translate to writing down, you know, a whole big book like this.
Yeah. So I didn't want to write this book initially. I wanted to write fiction because I wanted to write what I wanted to write. And I knew if I wrote, like, this is a nonfiction book, you know, you have to go with the truth. You have to make sure the terms are right. You have to make sure. And I was like, oh, this is like order. This is like some military stuff again. So I wasn't excited about writing the book. I was excited about the information, but trying to formulate it. And also, this is my third time writing this book because the first time my computer deleted it.
Oh, no.
So I had to make it up again. And then the second time, it was a file error. I cried because I was like, why is this happening? Like, somebody doesn't want this book out. So this third time, I was just like, okay. I was like, if it don't work this time,
then we're not writing it. This is it. It's
over with. Yeah, I was like, this is over. So when I was writing, it was just kind of like, I didn't even know what to call it. Like, when I was just writing, but I knew it was a self-healing book. Mm-hmm. So I played with it. I was just like, if it was me, what would this be? And I was like, you know, help me, help myself. And that's how I just came up with, and I was like, okay, just finish it this time. Hurry up before something happens with your computer. So I was able to get it done, and it's a done deal now.
It's a done deal now, and now it's out, and it's out and about, and people can go get it on Barnes & Noble, too. It's called Help Me Help Myself, A 30-Day Healing Journey by Jen Nicole. You know, for those who are struggling with depression or, you know, substance abuse or just, you know, don't know where to turn, you know, where are the best resources to turn?
I think the one is not to hold it all in, you know. I think that's the major thing. Stop feeling like you have to hold it all in, because we all have problems. We all are a work in progress, even myself. So I think it's always helpful to talk to somebody. I mean, of course you want to talk to somebody that you can trust, because you don't want to be vulnerable with just anybody. Mm-hmm. But I think there are peer groups online. If you can't really like afford therapy, you know, there are peer groups online that you can go to, that you can even be anonymous. You can also, you know, you can find therapy. I think Psychology Today is good. You know, you can even see the pictures of the people and kind of see the profiles of the therapist and what they, like what insurance they accept or if they don't accept insurance. I think there are more resources today, mm-hmm. and we're getting better at getting more resources. I mean, if they're in college, talk to your school counselor. There's also groups, you know, that kind of help. But I think now you can just get on the internet and just kind of say, like, where can I find help? Because I think we're getting better at trying to put stuff out there. But I think the best thing is to kind of talk to somebody about it. Don't feel like you're going through this alone.
Yeah, and don't, you know, think this is the end. This is all I can do, you know. I think it's definitely important too, because suicide rate, you know, from last year has gotten way up, and probably because of the pandemic, you know, also caused that, you know, people feeling isolated. I think it's just so important. And that's how I feel. It's just so important to talk about this and get this out on the table and get your feelings out, you know, and being able to relay your feelings to somebody is definitely the most important thing and most rewarding thing you could possibly do too. And I think this book's also going to help a lot of people too, who also don't like to read, but also like to, you know, help themselves a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's good. And it's so simple to kind of like, I had one of my mentor read the book and she said, "You've opened my eyes to other things. It just gave me more questions about myself, or I can make a change, you know, because we have control of ourselves. Like, we might can't control everything else out there, but you do have control over yourself, even over your emotions and your feelings. Even though people are like, no, I don't. Like, yes, you do. Because your thoughts control your feelings and your feelings control your actions. So I think if people just can realize and kind of get an understanding of it, you can do better. You know, you can actually do better, even if you have to do just a little at a time.
I agree 100%. Well, Jen Nicole, again, the book is called Help Me Help Myself, A 30-Day Healing Journey. For those who want to pick up the book, where else can they go to get the book?
It's also on Amazon. You can check local bookstores. You can be able to find it usually everywhere, even Apple. I put it on Apple as well. So
awesome.
Anywhere books are sold, you can be able to find it.
And what is next for Jen Nicole? What are we doing next?
I'm thinking of, I think my next book is going to be Talk to Me Nice. Haven't wrote it yet, but that's just kind of more of self-care and just self-motivation, self-esteem, you know, being that positive person within yourself. So I think that'll be next.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. And also, you know, to also teach us about how to, you know, how to pamper ourselves a little bit.
Yes.
Self-care
is very important.
Yes. 100%. Jen Nicole, seriously, thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Again, the book is called Help Me Help Myself, A 30-Day Healing Journey. You can get it on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. Jen Nicole, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show, and best of luck with everything.
All right. Thank you so much.
Anytime. The Web-Z Music Station, Z Radio Live, back with more Zach Feldman Show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.